Hello, my name's Brian Dwyer. With me in the studio are Jenny Rippon and Mari Manayan. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Jenny, a holiday in the United States is quite a long haul. Did you break the flight?
Yes, we did. So this was a culmination of probably 4 years of saving between Mari, myself, and a good friend, Leanne Carr. It was our bucket list trip. So New York was the ultimate destination, but we did break it up with an overnight stop in Los Angeles, then to Vegas, New York, and then Hong Kong on the way home. Oh, I know.
From here?
Yeah.
Which was the long haul?
The longest trip was actually back from New York to Hong Kong on the way home. That was a 16-hour flight.
It's like... So virtually your first holiday stop was what?
Well, we changed flights in Hong Kong.
And
then we got to a night in LA and then Vegas for two nights.
Yeah. So have you been to Vegas, Brian?
Look, I gave Vegas a miss. Yes. Well, I thought, look, I don't want to see the imitation Eiffel Tower and I don't want to spend 2 days batting away pimps and hookers, you know, so I don't want to go there. But what was your experience of it?
It was an experience. To go from Melbourne with our one casino with a strict dress code to flying into the airport where there's pokie machines there and virtually everywhere you look is casinos.
Mm.
Yeah, Mars. Mm. And the fact even that it's in a desert and this city just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Really interesting.
It must just be remarkable. And people tell me the accommodation's really good, you know.
Oh, it's a fabulous place that we stayed in.
Yeah.
The area.
So, it was beautiful. It was probably our best accommodation. It was beautiful. So. Look, and I suppose it was really, we were so excited about the trip. So that was really just about sort of getting used to our travel legs, I suppose. And we didn't do the mad gambling thing. We just ate some great food.
I put $1 in.
It didn't last long.
So you didn't go into decadent mode when you hit
But the people
Vegas.
Watching was fabulous.
Yes.
I can tell you.
Well, there'd be people on, like, football trips or conferences and that, you know, people sort of letting their hair down a bit. Yeah.
Still letting their hair down when we were up ready out for the next day.
I think all day and all night. And apparently the dress code is bikinis, Brian. It is? Isn't it, Mari? At 8 o'clock at night, it's bikinis? I tell you, we saw some then that made me feel like a model.
I would say, Jen. There was one girl that Jen felt that she needed to go and pull her under petticoat down.
It's a chick thing, Brian.
Oh, yes. Did you get the sense that Americans are not as self-conscious as we are?
Definitely not.
Well, maybe in Las Vegas anyway.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, and from Las Vegas, there are lots of interesting places to go nearby, aren't there?
So, bucket list.
Yes. So, did you go to Grand Canyon?
We certainly did.
Yes. And how did you, bus or plane or how do you get there?
Pink Jeep.
Yeah. So, Justine Frost, Justine Gardner, I think her maiden name, was our travel agent and she put us onto this little pink Jeep tour. So, it was sort of like a smaller group. Tour and it was a fabulous way to do it.
Yeah.
Terrifying, right? You afraid of heights? Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Oh, Jen was.
No.
She was but holding on to this bush.
I know it's a long way down because on the other side, the kind of southeastern side, they have this bus that runs along and you can get off six times at all the famous spots. And I know what you mean. You're standing on the precipice.
True.
And it's a long, long way down.
I don't know what I thought. You know, Throw to Highsmith. They got like no bars. And there was the next girls, Mara and Leanne.
Wow.
You know, taking photos, and I'm just going, get away from the edge, get away from the edge.
Yes.
But that, we weren't really close to the edge.
So that would be in the Nevada side.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. Maybe Nevada doesn't spend as much money on infrastructure as Arizona does.
No, but it was. But I did ask the tour guide, it was interesting, because it's so close to the edge, I actually said, has anyone ever dropped off? And he said, surprisingly, no, but he'd seen a lot of people. Mm. He said, I've seen them do yoga poses, headstands, ridiculous things from the edge. We weren't going to do that.
No.
And people do die in the Grand Canyon because they go hiking.
Oh,
and you know, and they die from fatigue. Because you get 5 miles away and there's no water and it's dark and you've got to, you know.
Like, you could really get that, couldn't you, Mark? Mm. It's so harsh. Mm. And that's why Vegas itself is quite surreal. That streak.
Yeah.
And we did the Hoover Dam on the way back.
Right, now that's also on the Colorado River, is it? I think it's the Colorado River. Yeah. And it's the border, I think, between... Yeah. Is it Arizona and Nevada?
To be honest, it was sort of on the way home and it was an unexpected part of the tour.
Right, and yes,
so you're quite on a feat of engineering. It's incredible.
Yes.
And then night, like Art Deco, the guide was telling us, even from the day they created this dam from the start, they knew they wanted to get income from tourism. So they've decked it out in beautiful Art Deco doors for the lifts and... You know, it stood the test of time. It's quite amazing, isn't it, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
And so you go, what, down in lifts, down to the bottom of
But we didn't. He just drove the bus in and then we got out and looked. And
we were still getting over the food coma. So it's like the wild prairie out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going with, don't you, Mark? We had to stop, apparently, you know, while in Australia we have pies. In Arizona they have ribs.
Yes.
And so we had to have these
pork spare ribs.
Yes.
And at the ranch.
They were at the ranch. And at the ranch. But I kid you not, within, I reckon, 10 minutes of getting back on the bus, we were back eating, you know, heads back eating flies. There was like 10 Christmases at once. It killed us. It floored us. So it was an experience.
And did they have cowboy hats and boots and stuff? Like, did you get the whole...
Yeah, there was that guy there dressed up and yelling at people and, you know, the guy that... was saying, you know, they'll put a sheriff putting people away and
So you could really get that. It is, and it was traditional Indian country, so they probably more about the Grand Canyon, they celebrated that a bit. So and you could buy jade jewelry from the traders on the side of the roads at the Grand Canyon, and they were the Indian
family.
So really interesting.
And after that, New York.
We went to New York,
Jazz hands.
New York, which airport did you come into?
JFK.
Yeah, I haven't been there, but apparently that's pretty massive. And
it was manic.
Yeah. Every airport, actually, the most stressful part with the trip, apart from where we stayed in New York, was those airports and customs. And I think they're on high terror alert still.
Yes.
For security everywhere.
And we went to get our bags and we're wondering why the man wasn't there standing with Leanne's name because we'd ordered a car. And so Jen rang and the woman saying to Jen, what are you wearing? Oh, you won't miss us. There's three of us. And she said, what are you wearing? And Jen's thinking, what does she want to know? Anyway, the car, we went out the front. They told us to wait at C or B or something. We go out the front and it was manic. Just cars and people. Yeah. And
we were used to the other stops we had because the transfers, it was easy to get people to pick us up. So we used to people the little sign, but this one, just get in the car. And we did. Whatever pulled up. So Yeah.
And then your first, I always remember that, you know, when you're travelling, your first sight of these landmarks that you've heard about all your life and seen pictures of. And did you have one of those first sightings?
Well, we didn't where we stayed. No, we did that because Mari snores. So we had to have a few bedrooms. So we did the Airbnb thing, which is my first time, and got a fabulous, you know, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom place in Brooklyn. And so I look at the map. Brooklyn looks like close to Manhattan. So yeah. I look at, the guy drops us off and says, "Jesus, tourists don't normally stay out here." And so it began.
And so Jen goes to use the code to open the door and it won't open. And so she goes into a panic. What are we going to do? I said, well, haven't you got a phone? Well, no, I didn't get a phone number. So she rings Rip and then he's didn't know what to do. So she said, I'll ring Jessica. That's my daughter. So she rings Jessica and so she gets onto the Airbnb site and gets the phone number and we rang the lady, and so the cleaners had locked the door instead of just coming, going out and shutting it. And so while we were there, there was kids next door. And
you need to picture the scene though, Brian. It is like the Bronx. You know, the boys from the wood where bags are everywhere and the neighbours are looking awfully suspicious.
And so the little kids are there and one of the little kids says, I know the lock code. So he comes over and I could see Jen and Leanne. I'm thinking he won't know the lock code. They'd have changed it from the last time. Oh.
And thank God for that, Brian, because I did picture our suitcases going out the door at 3 a.m. in the morning.
So all I could think of is, oh, where are we going to sleep? And then the lady next door came out and she said, oh, I should be home at 6:30. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that'll be fine. Because I thought Jenny did say that the lady wouldn't be there and I was thinking she was going to be out.
Well, you think we were going to sleep in the streets of Lower Brooklyn? There wasn't like a Big Four or, you know, the air, you know, a nice hotel close by. So that was a bit of a worry.
And the station is Apollo Bay Radio. My name's Brian Dwyer. I'm with Jenny Rippon and Mari Manane talking about staying in Brooklyn. And
lower, not upper. There's a difference, Brian.
But you get to feel like a local, don't you? You live like a local.
Yeah, look, and we did by the end. Once I'd calmed down and Mari was really good. Mari's got grandchildren in Jamaica, so she's been in the hood before. So yes. Once we got used to it, there was a subway just a short walk away, and anyone that's been to New York would know that the subways are the way to go. So yes. They're very easy to catch. So there was a beautiful 3 stops from our accommodation, a beautiful food area, Lafayette Street it was called. And you could have been there, and it's like you're in St Kilda, Melbourne. Wouldn't you say, Mars?
Yeah, definitely.
I found that in some cities, like San Francisco.
Yeah.
Parts of San Francisco feel like Northcote.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are certain places where you do feel quite comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of food, what sort of food was it again? You did say
There was a variety. We fell in love with a little Italian restaurant and the sangrias.
Yes,
and another one. So one thing we did learn, I'm a bit of I like my coffee. So New York don't do coffee like we did. If we ask for a soy fat flat mochino, whatever it is, they would have just died. The choice was cappuccino.
Yeah.
Americano.
Americano.
Yeah, has that got that horrible vanilla in it?
No, it's just black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed with Starbucks. We had to get the caffeine hit.
Yeah. And there was a coffee pot thing at the accommodation, so I made them coffee each morning.
Oh, yes.
Lovely tradition.
Yes.
But you said about the icon. So there's so many. I suppose anyone that's been to New York what hit me was like, it was just like the movies.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Did you go up to the top of any of those towers?
We went up Rockefeller Center.
Oh, yes.
And it didn't take long to There was no lines. Didn't take long to get up there. Right. And it had been recommended by other people to go up there instead of up the Empire State Building.
Big queues in the Empire State.
So it was a good tip, I think. Because it had been a dream trip, we'd done a lot of investigating and asking people before we went, you know, give us some tips. That was one of them. The Empire State, good you're thinking. In big queues. Yeah. And the Rockefeller was, as Mari said, a very quick trip up. And the views were...
The views were the same as what it would have been up the Rockefeller.
So you're looking downtown. You're looking through mid and down and
you could go all the way around, really.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Central Park. That was when you see it from above, that is awesome.
Yes, yeah. The thing that impressed me was that they have that horse riding track.
Yeah.
So who in New York City, who in Manhattan keeps horses?
I didn't think of that. There's a few of them. We were saying around the city, they're quite amazing. The little, but the bikes were our favourite. Yeah. We did a twilight ride through a sea of taxis. Terrifying. And this guy, I kid you not, the taxi would stop and he would weave in. We spent the whole time screaming.
Yeah, we're in one of those three-seater.
Yes.
I told him to – there's this girl with, you know, a short skirt crossing the road, and I told him to keep his eyes on the road, Rhonda. Frida.
The thing I found in New York City, I thought that the traffic would be horrible, but I found it was more courteous than the traffic in Melbourne. People, I didn't find people, you know, tooting each other and being nasty. And
we were too busy working out whether we were on 7th, 8th, 47th, 54th or 49th Street, if we were going uptown or downtown. We had a few, and again, I bet anyone that's been in New York could attest to getting used to the subways. There's an ABC line and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
And quite often, when one particular one, we're going over a bridge and we're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
To get off and go again. So
easily done, because it took me a while to get used to. And I know the A train goes, you know, north-south up to Harlem and But I don't know what the others do. So
A and C go a similar
way.
We were on the C.
But I tell you what is a good way to meet the locals. The most time we got engaged in conversation when we had the map, upside down, inside out, and someone go, do you need a hand?
Yes.
And it wasn't long then before we'd start talking and say, tell me about your life and, you know, what do you love about New York? And we met some interesting people that way. So and they tend to, they love the Australians. So they
ask you to talk so they could listen to your fabulous accent.
Apparently I talk really fast.
We wanted the guy at the restaurant to read the menu right through.
He had a great accent.
Yeah.
But other things, World Trade Center.
Yes.
Highlight.
Yeah, apparently that's...
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Very
and
touching.
You just wonder how they got there, how it happened, because the underground, the subway just stopped, and you really.
Mm.
I mean, if that happened while we were there, we'd never have gotten
home. No,
you could, and I think after walking those streets, because apparently, because the police sirens are going all day, it's the background noise of New York. But since then, apparently, every day the police just do drills. Just to practice getting from A to B quickly. So it's virtually the noise of the city.
Yeah.
But when you're in the area of the Trade Center, what really hit me was those images that they showed of photos of people, you know, with their hands over their mouth, that moment when it would have happened.
Yes.
And it ground that city to a stop.
Yes.
And that city never stopped. So it's just
remarkable.
Yeah, and they've done the Tribute Center really well, wonderful. I thought, Mars, don't
wonderful.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
We were balling on top.
So you did some of the tourist things at least. Did you do Statue of Liberty and that sort of thing?
We went out on the Hudson River on a boat for 2.5 hours or something.
So another tip from people, rather than going on the island and you're in queues, is just to catch that's called the Circle Line tour. So you go on the boat and you get a really good view.
As
well as the general, that's when we saw a bit of the Bronx and other areas which we hadn't been to.
And the tour guide knows heaps of history and detail.
Yeah.
And
can tell you where Sarah Jessica Parker lives and all that sort of, you know, they do know a lot, those tour guides.
And you know what? They love the city. You know, that's something that hit me. And most of our tour guides were out of work actors. So that was always really theatrical. And one in particular kept breaking into song. And we were oh, God, I could have killed him. We were jet lagged. I thought if he breaks out into Sound of Music,
I think he just hung over.
Do suspect, Mari.
Well, speaking of song, I was waiting for the ferry at Staten Island and I heard a Temptations song, you know, My Girl or something. And I thought, oh, that's nice. Piping music in, you know, while you wait for the ferry. But it wasn't. It was a bunch of guys standing behind me just singing.
Really? Well, they do that. But ours was sort of scary when that happened. We were just saying on the subway, one of the unsettling thing was the beggars would come in and announce themselves and ask for donations. But we even had this bizarre, like, group of kids that just brought the boombox in and then started doing, like, pole dancing all over the subway.
And yeah, there was
And the guys that sang. This was all while you're on the subway. But I wasn't allowed to stand up and applaud because apparently Mari said you're not allowed to.
And they passed the baseball cap around for dollars. Here's another travel tip. Take low denominational
the tipping
stuff with you for that sort of thing. Tipping, I don't suppose you went to the baseball.
No. We didn't get around to doing anything like that.
We did Broadway.
Oh, yes. Tell us about Broadway.
Fabulous. You went to see Colour Purple.
Mm. Oh, did you?
It was just, if it came to us to Melbourne or Sydney and it brought their the actors with them, you would need to go to
voices
see it.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
And Mari, you made that comment. The crowd was so appreciative. So standing ovations.
Yeah.
It was just they really got into it.
Before it finished, they were standing up, clapping.
Really?
Yeah. So that was a highlight as well. It was wonderful. Mm.
Yes, I saw a George Gershwin show. You know, it was written in the 30s, but it, you know, the cast. Well, I knew one of the cast members, but the others were fabulous, and they're people you've never heard of. And you think, how many of these people are there in New York?
And the ones that aren't there are tour guides.
That's right. We went on a walk food.
Yeah, that was
tour guide,
was a good
one. And this guy, he started that because he was out of work, and he thought, "What am I going to do?"
Yes,
and it was fabulous. He just took us to all the good places
where the locals go.
The best pizza that we tried and
the falafel. The best falafel. But it was really good. And as he said, most food tours, you go and you're stuck with their menu. This was about going where the locals go and you could choose to buy the stuff or not. And the pizza had nothing on it, virtually. It was the best pizza.
But the crust.
But you'd never go in there. The shop looked really plain.
Yeah.
You know, it was in the Hell's Kitchen area. So it was incredible.
Do you notice in Broadway, I was just strolling around there one day and then there'd be a billboard up, you know, Bette Midler appearing tonight, and then over the road, you know, Alec Baldwin or something. These household names, and they're just there, you know, and just amazing. And Times Square, they always have, you know, people in costume in Times Square.
Yeah, it was more about negotiating with traffic. Yeah, people. When we went to Times Square,
on wheels?
Well, walking. But honestly, it was like single queue. It was overwhelming. Yeah. They were telling us, I can't even remember what they quoted, but to rent one of the billboards was something obscene.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
because we went on a bus tour around, and then they were.
So one tip for anyone going to New York is a thing called New York Pass. So that's something we purchase beforehand, and it just saves you on all these tours, gives you great ideas. So the Food on Foot tour was through them.
Yep.
It's a really good way.
The Chelsea Market tour was through that. The trip on the river was through that.
Yeah, so you end up, I think we saved about probably 150, 200 Australian dollars, and more that it gave us an itinerary and places to see and very good tour guides.
Yeah. Wonderful place. Mm. So never short of something to do in New York City.
No, that's right.
No, good. So never bored.
So much to see.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Dwyer, and with me, Jenny Rippon and Mari Manayan. There comes a time when you have to leave your favourite city and so you have to tear yourselves away from New York City and a long, long haul to Hong Kong. Because you've been on the plane for hours and you realise, oh my God, we're not in California yet.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. So that was the killer. Yeah. That was 16 hours. And we are good friends. But my God.
Did you get a view out the window, by the way?
No. I see we were on the aisle.
We were on aisle seats because we didn't. We wanted to be on aisle seats.
Yeah.
But you never really anyone. Oh, look, hats off to anyone who can sleep properly on economy.
No.
Apart from you, maybe. We had the arsenal. We had like the socks to make sure our feet didn't blow up. Yeah. We had the eye masks. We had it all. It still didn't help.
And how many movies did you watch on the way?
An arsenal. And I actually love watching movies, so I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, I watched a few. There was Franny and there was Brooklyn and there was,
It was good. And the food was pretty good.
We were on Cathay Pacific and they had some really good movies, whereas the last time I went with Qantas or Virgin, one of those, they had nothing that I wanted to watch.
But, you know, the killer, Brian, I think anyone that's done international travel is when you flick over to that, you know, the image of the plane that tells you how long you got to go. You got 12 hours, 30 minutes and 22 seconds. That was hell.
Yeah, it's a long, long way.
It was.
But finally, you're in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And this was on the bucket list?
No,
that was just the rest between New York and home.
Oh, yes.
But it was a good one. I had no preconceived ideas about Hong Kong. So for me, flying in and seeing all the beautiful mountains and how green it was before I cottoned onto the skyscrapers, it was beautiful. But then again, my mouth was open the whole time. I'm a country kid. Those when we got near the city to see the skyscrapers and the way they must live was quite overwhelming.
Because people do live in high rise, don't they?
Yeah, and really old buildings. Yeah. It looked like with no fire escapes and their washing was hanging out the window. And it was literally rows and rows. I mean, I knew it. I know the population per capita, but when you see it, and then when you experience it, when you walk down the street, it is just incredible.
Yeah.
And were the streets busy with people?
It was busy with people.
But this one was about relaxing, so it was more about hanging around the pool, getting some good food. So we did – I had the GPS. I was in charge. I was going to find Yum Cha if it killed me. So eventually – and they nearly did kill me because we kept going around and around, a bit like New York. But we found one of the best pork buns I've ever tasted. They were beautiful.
When we got to New York, the room wasn't ready. And so we let Justine know that the room wasn't ready. So she
in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong. And so she messaged them and, said it wasn't acceptable because we were really tired. So we got an orange and an apple and a banana.
Which technically, what the manager said, was a fruit platter.
Yes.
So only the best for the Aussie girl. But we would have liked to, if we were longer, stayed longer to do some of the tours around that areas. Nice. But we really just we cruise the streets a bit and
sometimes
went on a boat ride
right
across from one side to the other, like a water taxi.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a rest, and you get in Europe it's called cathedral fatigue. You just
It's so true. No more tours. Really? I was like, hang. Yeah. But it was really by then. It was interesting. We all hit the jet lag comments, moments. So Mari, we ended up, because the rooms were tiny and it was the end of the trip, so we got a room each. And I get this call. You know, we'd gone to bed after the 16-hour flight. I get this call. And someone got the hour, and Mari's in a flap going, "Oh my God, oh my God, I've slept in. It's 1:30, and I thought you'd all left me." And I looked across to the clock and I go, "Mari, it's 1:30 a.m. Go to bed."
So I went, I had this rotten headache, and then I felt sick. I thought, I'm going to die in this room, and no one, very dramatic. No one knows where I am. No one cares. And I don't usually think like that. And so the next morning, Jen's up and she comes in and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to kill me in a minute because she won't have slept from 1:30. But she did. I had to remind her that I rang her.
I thought it was a dream or a nightmare. Oh, did that actually happen? So we had a few, and another one with Leanne Carr, so we were taking off. But, you know, we all know it, the rush of the plane and it pushes you back in the seat. And then it does that, it's on the angle, and Leanne turns around to me. The plane was on a really big angle, and she said, "Have we taken off yet?"
She sat in the seat and she went straight to sleep.
Yeah. So we had a few moments. It's got to be expected. Yeah.
And then Jen didn't miss out. We got to Melbourne, and so we're waiting for our bags. This case, it was identical to Jen's.
It was. Anyone could have
done it. So she takes it off, and I said, "What about those ribbons? Those ribbons were, oh, someone must have put them there."
A bit like Chappelle Corby. Someone's been playing my bags.
I said to her, "Is it your bag?" And she looks and said, "No, it's not." What's the bag?
Really took it home. I was knackered. I just could have taken that. I don't care if it was Bill Smith's.
That's hilarious.
Aren't you tired when you get home from those things?
No.
You're not.
I don't get tired. This way, I get tired going the other way.
I think there was more jet lag on the way over. I think I felt that.
But I had a really good sleep from Hong Kong to Melbourne. I really slept well.
Did
yeah.
you?
They took tablets. I didn't take tablets. I just slept.
Doesn't everyone? Leanne was like a drug mule. Can I say that? Bank manager.
Yeah, no, I really had a good sleep. And then we left my car in Melbourne, so I drove home. And about 8 o'clock that night, I thought, oh, it's time to go to bed.
Tired.
Brian, I was tired, though. Mari's a bit of a freak, really. Very worldly,
well,
by Mars.
You are a traveller, aren't you, Mari?
I am a bit of a traveller.
Tell us where else you've been.
I've got grandchildren in Jamaica. So the last 6 years, I think I've been there for about 7 weeks a year. And this ghost's coming in, the door's opening.
Come in.
And
Jamaica.
In 1996, I went to England and did a Europe trip with a girlfriend and her mother and thought, that's it, I'll never travel again. But my kids have had the bug, so I've been to a few places.
And you're comfortable in Jamaica?
I am now. Mm. When I first went, I wasn't even comfortable driving through the streets.
Mm.
And my son would do things to make me worse. Mm. But anyway, because he was there and he used to come home, bring the oldest grandson home. And then I went there one day and he said, you know, you're always safe. And so we're driving from the airport into town and here's a guy chasing another guy with a gun. And I said to him, what's that? He says, oh, I've never seen that before either.
So Lower Brooklyn was nothing compared to that.
See, when we got there, and we went to the convenience store around the corner, I was fine, whereas Jen was chopping on.
Anyone again in New York? I was quite excited. There's a deli on every corner.
Yes.
Yeah, and
they're
open
all night.
Yeah, I was thinking like our delis, you know, like cheese and gourmet stuff. It's not. Everything's like in yellow and full of sugar and Muhammad.
Yes.
The boys
nice
from
man.
The hood.
Yes.
Yeah. He bent over backwards for us. I don't think he's seen many white girls.
No, I don't think so.
And you can buy anything in a New York. What do they call them? Drugstore. You can buy anything.
I think it was convenient. We had Leanne.
Oh, well.
No, we didn't. Yeah, but we went, and the first night we were all so tired, so we just went and got bread and turkey meat and cheese and beers.
Beers.
Yeah. We needed the beers.
Oh, the beers went down well. Best cure for jet lag, I would say.
Yeah.
And, Mari, Europe, you weren't. Were you not impressed with Europe?
No, that was really good. We did a bus tour. Mm. And, of course, when you do a bus tour, you go to the best places around. Yeah,
fairly
but, like,
restful.
It's 20 years ago, so, you know, you forget some of the things. I did eat chocolate mousse all the way around Europe.
And you found some in New York too.
Yes.
One thing I did notice, the worldly traveller, so Mari's case was the smallest and she had everything. She did so well.
Yes. Another
I overpacked. Always.
Yes. Yet another travel tip. Travel light.
Yes.
Well, look, it's been wonderful having you on. Jenny and Mari, and lovely to hear about your trip. And next time, I hope you come back and see us again. Thanks for telling us about New York City.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.